Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Get an all-access experience with player interviews,
exclusive practice information,
and post-game analysts with the sauce you can't find anywhere else.
This is South Philly Sauce,
hosted by Flyers game day host Ashlyn Sullivan and Philly sports radio legend Al Morganti.
Welcome back, South Philly Sauce, an Odyssey original brought to you by 94 WIP and Jack Daniels. Al Morganti, Ashlyn Sullivan here with you from Flyers practice as the Flyers are right now getting on a plane to head to Canada for their next game, coming off a win over the San Jose Sharks on Monday night. It was looking like a dominant win, let the San Jose Sharks back into that game. I think a lot of lessons learned from that game as a whole. But the biggest thing, we were just talking to the guys in the locker room, you can tell there's a lot of momentum from that South road trip, especially Carolina, Florida, all those teams, them playing well against those teams. I think that's the biggest difference I notice is they're feeling it a little bit.
Yeah, they're feeling like things are going to go right. And I guess the lesson you come out of that San Jose game was you should have won by four.
Yeah.
Had so many opportunities. And look, guys like to score goals, and they like to get chances to score goals, and that's what this team is doing more of right now. And just got to continue to keep that, keep the roll going. If that score didn't mean as much to me as the fact that they had, I think, I counted 80 shot attempts in the game. I mean, that's like you're really getting opportunities here. You know, it'll go the other way eventually. Konechny was beside himself that he missed a night he should have had a hat trick.
Yeah.
But those opportunities were all over the place all night long. So that's what you want to continue. You want to have that up. That's what they were. Although they wanted their defensive structure, you also wanted what you saw last year, a team that could come into the zone with speed and get some opportunities. And that's the momentum I think they need to keep to continue as they go into Ottawa.
Yes. A big game coming up on Thursday. I think as a whole too, yes, the scoring chances, but I was just talking to Owen Tippett about this, and Garnet Hathaway has talked about this a couple of times. It's those fast starts. Hathaway was saying we can't be the team that dips our toe in, and he felt like to start the season they were like that. They were hesitant. They were on their heels, and Tippett was talking about it was kind of a team-wide conversation when they were going against the Carolina Hurricanes that they knew if they dipped their toe in against a team like that, frankly, for lack of a better term, they'd be screwed. They were not going to even last through the first period.
Yeah, and I think they have the coaching staff that if they know they can't dip, if they try to dip their toe in, they're going to get somebody's foot up their rear end in terms of the coach going at them. Yeah. They got to be all in. And they should be confident enough because of the way they played last year. And the higher end talent is what really brings you there. Konechny, now Michkov. Mm-hmm. They've got guys that can tip it. That he had to get rolling, and that's what really gets you going when you know that. And that's why I think Tippett would be more than willing to let's get going from the start, because he's a guy that would really benefit.
Yeah, I think another guy that you definitely have your eye on, Torch just talked about in his press conference, and I think next guy up to get going is Tyson Forrester. That's for sure. It's been disappointing, and Torch was honest that at this point, if he doesn't start playing better, they're going to have to make some decisions. We all know what that means, but it's crazy. Of the one guy we thought would get going, Tyson was one of them.
Yeah, this is a real curious case because if you look at what's happened with Morgan Frost, there was never a statement from the management team or the coach that, you know, this guy's been one of our best players night to night. It'll come. It's like, you know, they were always pushing, prodding, whatever. And it's like, okay, I'll give him a lot of chances. But Forster was like, you know,
the godsend.
Well, yeah, it's like they made point of saying he might not show up on the score sheet, but as a coach, you love what he's doing. As a hockey player, you love what he's doing, winning board battles, this and that, which is why a young player like him could stay in the lineup. I find it fascinating that less than a year later, it's like he's not in the – it's funny with Torts. There's a doghouse, but then there's like – This
the backyard.
Yeah, it's like
you can't come in the house.
Yeah, you're not allowed in right now. Yeah, it's like, you know, you really. But that was a severe shot over the bow right there.
Yeah.
To say, you know, if he doesn't get going, we have to make some decisions.
Like, to me, that meant healthy scratch.
Well, healthy scratch, or are you going to be here?
Really?
Yeah.
You took it that far. I took it as he's not going to play.
Well, I mean, you know, what are you going to do? It's like that's a big warning to me that, you know, you got to get things going, healthy scratch, and then come back and see what happens. I don't know. You're probably right. It's more like a scratch type thing. But I mean, I heard.
You never know with him. Yeah,
I'm like, wow, that's amazing. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, we see it, point it out, but we can't, when you're, it's not like, okay, run a video if he's missing this, but it's other things that as a coach you're seeing in a post game, watching things go on, the board battles, which it's hard to do in a telecast, like focus on something like that. But in overall, it's really important. It's why we do run things and like, okay, here's 1, 2, 3 board battles. One, if you don't win the first one, you don't get the chance at the second and the third going in the line that we're, and during a shift or whatever. So I found that really, really curious. And the good part about that for a player is it's not a case of like Tippett, you got to score goals, which is sometimes a goalie makes a great save. You know, there always who is it that Bob Brink said, sometimes there's a goalie. Yeah, sometimes there's a goalie.
Sometimes there's a goalie in the net.
Yeah, so that'll happen. But you can always control the board battles, that you're there, that you're willing, that you're tying up a stick and stuff like that. That is where I think the message can be really resounding.
Yeah.
And you can have a big impact on that as a player. Just I'm not saying you got to go out and get 2 or 3 goals in 4 games, but I'm saying you got to win 2 or 3 battles
to catch their eye.
Exactly.
Yeah, and that leads us perfectly into another healthy scratching conversation that dominated the entire weekend, was Matvei Michkov missing 2 games over that South trip to Carolina and to Florida, being a healthy scratch for 2 of those games, coming back against the San Jose Sharks on Monday, having an excellent game, which for everything, all this conversation about what happened, you got to give Torts credit that this works time and time again, that he gets a really strong response whenever they come back.
Yeah, this got a lot of attention throughout the hockey world, not just the NHL, because he's such a unique player. And I think people forget he was scratched back home more than a few times for his defensive lapses at times, because he's a great offensive player. And he doesn't pay attention to that part of the game as much as he has to in the NHL. Mm-hmm. But Ashton, what I really was, concerned, or I didn't understand at the end of the Carolina game. Like, that's where I thought, you pull the goalie, you've got this kid on the bench, even if he didn't play a couple of shifts, he was missing.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, is that when it started right there? I mean, you know,
maybe
they won't, you know, they,
Torts
isn't going to give you. But I'm like, man, I was like,
why is
wow,
he out there?
Why is he not out there? And then he didn't play. So, I mean, that's where I really thought, wow, he really did have some struggles that I didn't see that much of. But, you know, when Torts sees it, he's not going to make you different than anybody else on the team. Mm-hmm. And then he came, you know, stayed out. And then once he sits out one and they win, well, I mean, it's hard to pull somebody out of the lineup.
Right. And they played so well against Lightning.
And they went in and then he had came back with a strong game. Mm-hmm. And I think the good part is the fact that the player didn't quit on you, and everybody and his teammates didn't seem to have issues with it one way or the other. So I mean, that's a good sign. And look, he was coached hard before, so I mean, he's going to have to be used to being coached hard here, and you'll be a better player because of it. I do understand, though, people don't want to see him. Mm-hmm. I mean, we can't lie about that.
There's a reason it wasn't a home game.
Well, I mean, for how many a year we were saying, can't wait for this kid to come. Now he comes over and he's not going to play him. It's like, if you're a fan, you're like, well, this
what
is why,
the heck? Yeah.
Why I'm turning on the TV. I want to see this.
All about this.
Yeah, but it's they're not going to defer to that. They're going to coach him the way they've coached all of their players. Mm-hmm. So, and you're right. The response was, you got a really good game.
Yeah.
To come in and, you know, score in the shootout and just show a lot. So that was really important. And he's going to be key on the power play too. But it's kind of cool having the spotlight on your team like that.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody, like if you took a over under on one of the betting sites before the season, how long before Michkov gets,
okay. Or if he was going, people were asking, would he ever? I'm like, are you kidding me? Is this going to happen two more times?
Yeah, it would have been like, I'm already past, I would have already bet the under.
Yeah.
So I already would have lost. He already lasted longer than I thought was going to happen. Knowing his game and knowing the risks he likes.
That's why I think people don't need to get bent out of shape about this. Cause I truly think this will happen probably two more times this season, maybe more.
Yeah,
it's
absolutely.
Just, it's the way it is right here with John Tortorella and a player like Michkov, who defensive structure needs some work.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Can someone's defensive structure that definitely doesn't need work anymore, it seems like, it's Travis Sanheim. Torts just raved about him in his press conference. Mm-hmm. In the first year with John Tortorella here with the Flyers, if you had to pick one guy that he really went in on, it was always Travis Sanheim. It's the modern day Morgan Frost, if you will, that he definitely always goes after him and just said he needed to see a lot more from him. And obviously we know Sanheim's play is so much better, but I thought it was really interesting when Torts was talking about how Sanheim a couple of times has basically shooed the coaching staff out of the room, like, let me handle this. I have something to say.
I think what he said was if he wants to take over a room, they're going to let him.
Yeah, that's cool.
If he wants to do that. Yeah, it's like, and I think with Sanheim, in addition to the way he was playing, it's like they were wondering, does he have the stuff?
Right. Because when you talk to him, he's a very quiet guy.
Yeah. No, well, and you don't have to be a loud guy to be a leader like that. You, like, when you're playing 30 minutes a game, sometimes.
That speaks itself. Yeah.
Well, yeah. And you're not, you know, surrendering at the end because you're dog tired or whatever. His training picked up. I mean, I think this is it's a pretty good lesson in Tortorella's coaching heart, that if he wants to see if you have what it takes to kind of survive that.
Yeah.
I've often said you should have a t-shirt. I've survived John Tortorella. You become you're a better player because of it. If you're a certain type of player, it also kind of flies in the face of, yes, I hear that you have the quote, today's athlete or whatever. Mm-hmm. They need more feedback, more video, but there's still, I still think there's a lot of players that don't mind being coached that way and actually realize they're a better player because of it.
Yeah.
And I think you see at Sanheim, we didn't think he was going to be here, right?
No.
And they didn't think he was going to be here. And not only is he here, he's turned into a real strong team leader. And also, I don't think you can make too much of the fact that you know, they talk about a good room. Well, Konechny and Sanheim are pretty connected.
Mm-hmm. Very good friends.
Well, and that's not a small thing to me anyway, watching players throughout careers on how they perform and relationships that they have on a team in an organization, which is actually why when the people say, well, Konechny might get moved like in the offseason, like, I don't know how good that's going to be with the connections that they have here, that they really, really want to be here. And really, when you have really good players, all-star caliber players, that aren't looking to, let me go with another team that's being more successful right now, maybe money here, with they are committed and they're invested into this. That's huge, to have one guy on one side, a defensive mm-hmm. end, and one guy as a key forward to be wanting to be here so much.
Yeah, it definitely speaks volumes for where this Flyers team is right now, which is looking better. It's looking more like the Flyers of last year, but this will be a big test on Thursday against Ottawa. Then they come back home. Also huge that their next 7 out of 6 games are home.
Six out of seven. That's an easier way to say it.
Yeah. Math is my strong point.
Yep, English and math was their 4 worst subjects.
Yeah, and that's why I'm a broadcaster. It all makes sense. But that's South Philly Sauce. Thanks so much for tuning in, 94 WIP and Jack Daniels. We'll see you later on this week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.